Hi, this is Alasdair from the Aircliffe Podcast, and I'd just like to wish everyone at btpodshow.com a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous 2007.
In a world where content is king, we have found our queen.
You know what? I had two beers last night. That's why I'm all discombobulated. Two whole beers. You know what that does to me, right?
It's the DSC 520 with your lush Adam Kerr.
$16 million worth of airplanes strapped to my ass. Transmitters? Then the next generation radio content in my ears.
We don't need no stinking transmitter.
I like to think I'm flying into the future. Podcasting is Adam Curry.
Told me it was the Chili Peppers, I would have believed you in a heartbeat. Of course, it's not. It's from the PodSafe Music Network. It's Stereophile with Bass. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Coming to you once again from the soon-to-be cottage formerly known as Curry Cottage. I'm sorry, the dwelling formerly known as the Curry Cottage in the affluent suburb of Surrey, known as Guildford. It is the Daily Source Code, episode 520. Still having some issues talking today. Yeah, after the show, I'm pretty happy I did the show before I went to the dentist yesterday until I went to visit Fiona. I had a nice little root canal done yesterday. I knew it was coming. I knew it. So essentially, my cheekbone is infected. It's the premolar that has died off, and I'm no big hero when it comes to the dentist, let me tell you that. No, in fact, I'm a big fucking pussy, and there's only really two things I have a problem with. One is the actual insertion of the Novocaine needle, particularly if I already have pain in my mouth. I'm not too fond of that, although that's just, you know, like, it's just the thought of it. Once it actually happens, it's no problem. But then the thing I'm really afraid of, because I've had this happen so many times, is that I won't have enough numbness, and that the dentist will be drilling away And then all of a sudden we'll like shoot through something like some new plateau. And then, you know, that drill goes in too far. And then the pain shoots throughout your head so it fucking explodes. I've had that happen so many times. I really, really detest that. But Fiona's great. Fiona understands me. And she knows that what I like the most is for her to basically walk me through it all and just tell me every single step of the way what you're doing. I enjoy it immensely. You know, I love to hear about the different lengths in files and the drill bits and the electric one and the hydraulic one. And I learn a lot, and it keeps me occupied. And she's, you know, and of course she had to swear to me that that I wasn't going to experience any more pain. But it was funny because she was trying to figure out what was wrong, you know. But so essentially she had to drill into the tooth, which there was a filling there from years and years ago. And of course that had probably leaked throughout the years. And that's how the root became infected and probably died off slowly. The tooth was basically dead. But before she went drilling in there, she was tapping around. It's so funny. She's like, okay, does this hurt? I said, no, really, it's my cheek that hurts more, but I know that's related to, I thought it was my canine, but that's actually the infection was above the canine, even though it was part of the root of the premolar right behind it. We're a teeth family. You know that. I love teeth. and so she's tapping with the back of one of her instruments, you know, like really like this, like, you know, hard, you know. It's just, is that tenda? And she takes it again. Is that tenda? And I'm like, well, you know, it's all right. It doesn't hurt too much. But she said, besides the ibuprofen, have you taken anything else that might have numbed the pain? I just smoked a big fat one on the way to the dentist. I'm like, whatever could you mean, Fiona? She knows I smoked the holy herb. I think she was referring to any other substances. So I said, no. But I was like, didn't hurt too much at all. Anyway, so she took care of business, and I'm on massive antibiotics. In fact, people used to die from this before the invention of penicillin. Of course, people used to die from all kinds of infections. But if you got an infection like a root canal and it went into your bone, which is essentially where the infection has gone in my case, you know, you could die, and people used to. The whole thing with dentistry is just so medieval. You know, it's like a just a leftover thing, you know, with pliers and files and drill bits and shit. Yeah, there's great technology involved, but... And I learned something, too. She had to take an x-ray, and you know, which consists of putting that yucky piece of plastic film in your mouth on a holder while she leaves the room to zap the machine. Said, you know, haven't they come up with a digital variety of this yet? I mean, it makes so much sense. She said, well, they do. They do have one, so there's no more development of photographic film. So it is a digital, I guess, X-ray receiver. She says, but it's really impractical for two reasons. One is it's thick. So already, you know, these things are pretty big. You've had it in your mouth. Have you had it in your mouth? Well, if you've had it in your mouth, you know what I'm talking about. But it's also, you know, those are pretty thin pieces of film. But this one she showed me was about, probably about 3/4 of a centimeter thick. And she said it's just almost impossible for people to keep that in their mouth. In addition to that, she said there's a USB cable hanging out of your face, which is not very convenient. I'm sure that they'll bundle that onto one memory card pretty soon. Well, that's fun. So I have to go back the 2nd of January. Because now the infection has to basically subside. So I'm on two different types of antibiotics. No drinking, by the way, during this process. So that kind of rules out any, even champagne on New Year's, which, as you know, is not a big deal for me. But still. So while that maintenance was taking place, on the way back, the Jag, the Super V8, flashed a warning message saying, what was it? Air suspension malfunction. I'm like, that doesn't sound good. So I had a really good experience. You know, I've had Audis and I've had Mercedes, and the service on both of those, Mercedes being absolute by far and away the worst, and Audi being, you know, so. So I called up H.A. Fox here in Guilford, where I purchased the Super V8. I said, all right, here's what's going on. I said, well, come on in tomorrow. That would be this morning, 10 a.m. And it was great. You know, I walk in and say, how you doing? Ah, Mr. Curry, have a cup of coffee. Can I have your keys? And, you know, within seconds, the guy's driven the car into the garage. 20 minutes, comes back. Well, there was a technical service bulletin. Of course, it's all under warranty. We'll take care of everything. And can you bring the car back in the 15th? We'll give you a replacement car. It was so nice, so efficient. And I do understand now why Elton John, Sir Elton John, has all of his maintenance done, regardless of car, by the way, at this particular garage in Guildford. We say H, and I hear the Brits say H. Not quite sure where that came from. Anyway, H.A. Fox, they have a fantastic service department. Real happy about that. And it's where Elton has all his vehicles serviced. So, my face is still swollen. Hurts. It's not a pretty sight, actually. Yesterday, we learned that former President Gerald Ford died. Age 93. Nice age, I have to say, if you got to go. But I learned so much watching several news reports. You know, I was pretty young when he was president. And I really only knew two things about him. I've never studied him or, you know, ever thought about him other than, oh, that's the guy who filled in when Nixon got kicked out. And that's the goofy guy that filled in when Nixon got kicked out. He wasn't quite that goofy, as it turns out. In fact, he was very athletic, quite a scholar. But he was always portrayed, I think, by the press as this bumbling idiot. And I'm really happy that I learned a little bit more about him and I've started to look around and read up on him. And he did some pretty interesting things. In fact, now you're seeing posthumously people are praising him, which is very nice. But, just goes to show, man, how long shit can stick to you. Because I was convinced that he was just a goofy guy who just kind of hung in there for a couple of years. Man, more presidential news. Now, this is very interesting. Let me bring up the video for you. This is from YouTube, which was shot yesterday, apparently by Andrew Barron of Rocket Boom fame. I'm going to a YouTube page right now. Let's check this out.
I'm John Edwards, and I'm in the Upper Ninth Ward of New Orleans, where we've been working this afternoon, me along with these kids who are working behind me, try to restore a home that was devastated by the hurricane. And tomorrow morning from this place.
So what you're seeing here is John Edwards in front of, it almost looks like he's in Africa. This dirt and like a hut behind him. And it's actually housing in New Orleans, in Louisiana. All right, so here it comes.
I'll announce that I'm a candidate for President of the United States. What I will do is ask millions of Americans, including you, to join me in taking action and taking responsibility, not sitting around waiting for somebody else to do it, but actually going out and doing it ourselves.
So, first of all, I think it's very cool that he announced the announcement of his announcement for running for president on YouTube. That makes a lot of sense. However, I'm a little confused now because looking through the blogosphere, I see that Robert Scoble. He had been invited to be a part of the announcement, which takes place today, and you can follow that on the Scobalizer weblog, and you'll see that he was very secretive about what he was going to do, and then he said, oh, well, shit, it looks like the announcement was already made. Indeed, I'm going to be following or be traveling along with presidential hopeful John Edwards. And then I read on Andrew Barron, who produces Rocket Boom, I read on his weblog that he actually filmed this pre-announcement and put it up on YouTube. Interestingly enough, not on his own feed or on the Rocket Boom feed, but on the John Edwards YouTube page. With some Splenda. So it sounds to me like both these guys and perhaps more video bloggers were invited exclusively to cover this announcement and to ride along with the Edwards campaign, but they certainly did not know that there were other quote exclusive reporters. And it's going to be very interesting to follow this. So it seems like the Edwards camp, since Nomdex, has made a conscious decision to involve bloggers and and video bloggers in the process of the campaign, which I think is fantastic. But now I want to see how good we're going to be. Are we really going to be able to ask the, and I say we as in we the peeps, citizen journalists, are we going to be able to ask the tough questions? Do we know enough about the issues at hand? And already it seems like there's some confusion here. You know, was someone supposed to have an exclusive? Why the secrecy? Why couldn't anyone say anything? Speaking of Andrew Barron, he's announced a, I should look this up for you. He announced a new initiative. Hold on, let me just go to his page. What is it? Dembot, I think. Dembot.com. He's announced a new initiative called Abbey Studios. And, of course, this caught my eye, or should I say it caught my vanity filters. He did a blog post here on Christmas Day. I've spent quite some time investigating Podshow and PodTech. Columbo on the trail. I've watched both of them form and grow. I've met the people behind the businesses, and I've asked a lot of questions. Okay, well, we've certainly met a couple times. Don't remember a lot of questions. Anyway, so there's a, what does he call it? Abbey Studios, not intended to be a brand network for shows. It's a creative studio for people. So very interested to see what comes out of that. And he's doing it with Jeff Palver, who I know from the early internet days. We certainly emailed a lot back and forth, never really got to do anything together. So, okay, we'll see. I have learned, though, that announcing that kind of stuff online, you know, something that big and then having a web page up that it just is empty. Let me see if he's done anything with it. Abbey. No, it still says Abbey Core. Yeah. You know, people get, you know, you announce something like that, and it's a pretty lofty goal. You know, it sounds like he's got something pretty big cooking. I'm very interested to see what his idea is and how much it'll differ from what we're doing. You know, so far a lot of talk. So, and I've learned that you can't really talk too much. You got to kind of show something after a while. People get really antsy and then they start to post negative shit. I've changed yet again some stuff in the setup here. P-Dub noticed that there was something distinctly out of phase about my voice, and it only happens when I'm hooked up to the stereo valve processor here at home and not when I'm in San Francisco, in my other home. So I've reversed the phase on the microphone. I don't know if you can tell or not, or if it makes any difference to you, but we've entered into this fascinating conversation about microphone techniques and measurements and really it's probably something you can't hear anyway. And the only piece I have today that I want to play for you that comes from the outside world is a bit of a shocker. Now, maybe it's not a bit of a shocker, but it does give me a little more insight into the ongoing saga.
Hey, I don't know who this is, but stop fucking calling Giselle, asshole.
Well, we know who this guy is now. Listen to the latest message from Giselle.
Hi, Adam. It's Giselle. I'm sorry I haven't been in touch. I've had a lot going on. Long story short, I left my husband, and it's okay, I'm in a better place now, but I just wanted to let you know that I've been thinking about you, even though I can't listen to your show where I am, but I've really been thinking a lot about you, and I miss you, and I will hopefully be in touch soon, okay? Love you. Bye.
Whoa. You know what was kind of freaky in that message? She said, oh, wait, here, listen to this. Let me just see if I can find it.
And it's okay, I'm in a
best my husband. Oh, here it is. Listen to this.
And it's okay, I'm in a better place now.
It's okay, I'm in a better place now? Ugh, that's what you say about people who are dead. That's horrible. Let me see. I got some other stuff I want to talk about today. But first, here's one. This is a nice piece of email I got from David Manders, who, by the way, had a similar experience to myself over the festive period, except on his it doesn't say which tooth, but he had a root canal. He's been on antibiotics for 6 days. Really tough for a Brit. No drinking. The Shakes next single, I Want a Better Life, will be released, physical release, on the 12th of March. But David is sending out copies of the MP3 before it goes onto the PodSafe Music Network, which will be on January 8th. So once again, premiering on PMN before it goes into physical distribution. I love this band. I love their performance at the PodcastCon UK, and I'm very proud to play for you The Shakes with A Better Life.
I want a better life. I want a better life. More than these four walls and my loving wife. I want a better life. I want to be your man. I want to be your man. 'Cause you're pretty cool and you've got a tan. I want to be. A bigger place. Four floors, a garden and a drive with gates. I want a bigger place.
Coming to the PMN January 8th, it's The Shakes, I Want a Better Life, right here on your daily source code. Thank you to Stuart Hunter, who was paying attention. He heard that I got Christina a Nintendo DS Lite. He says one game you should pick up is Brain Age. It's a great application that tests your reactions to various puzzles, gives you your brain age or how old your brain is. And frequent use of the app is supposed to make you more intelligent. An excellent game. I shall pick one of those up. What it should really do is it should, you know, you should give that to your kid, have him play it, and then it should connect to the internet and send the information to the parents. That's kind of bad, isn't it? Now that I think about it. Let's see, another controversy. Google apparently has stopped providing many of the erotica and sex blogs in their search results. I got to post a link from Violet Blue on in the show notes about that. You have to take a look at it. It's a very interesting story, and it makes me feel even more happy that we started up this erotica channel with Pod Show, because it's going to be tough for when you get companies like Google who are deciding what is and is not good for you. And I know that Violet Blue, TinyNibbles.com, I know she's got plenty of inbound links, and that her page rank should be way up there. But apparently, you got to read the whole story because it's just a little too intricate to explain. I quite frankly, I'm not quite sure how it works, but I know that they're not showing up in search results the way they used to, and a lot of splogs are showing up. So if you're checking us out on Sirius Satellite Stars channel, go to dailysourcecode.com. Download the rest of the show. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Finally got an invite to Facebook. I thought you couldn't get on Facebook unless you had a .edu email address. But I got an invite, so I immediately filled it out, was shuttled right off, got in, no problem. But I was really disappointed. First of all, I thought it was the way they, complete your registration. And then they, right off the bat, they pre-filled out my Gmail email address. And they said, oh, just enter your password and we'll automatically suck down your fucking address book and email it to everybody. Now, I know that this is the virality feature, but I felt the way they presented it was very, very tricky. It was not clear at all that you're about to spam all of your friends. And if you're, if you're someone who just likes to, get through the registration process quickly, and it almost appears like you have to fill out that piece of information before you can continue. So I figured out you didn't have to. As I said, it wasn't very apparent. And then I went searching. I'm like, okay, I'll look for classmates. Nothing. And maybe I'm just too fucking old. There's like nothing at all. I looked at Salem College, which is now known as Salem International. There's no one on there since, before the class of 2004. Come on, we got to get back to the 80s with this stuff. Crap. How did this... I was going to play a song for you, but it looks like I queued up the wrong one. Hold on a second. So anyway, so if you went to Salem College in 83, so if you were the class of 85 or 86, send me a message on Facebook. I'm in there as Adam Curry. Maybe I'm not using it right, or maybe I don't know. It's like this is supposed to be the hot social network for people who want to hook up with people they really used to know, and there are real networks of people who are connected to each other. It just didn't happen for me. Maybe I need to spend a little more time and work on it, but a little surprising. You know what? It's Thursday. I did not receive an assercise from Amy Mack. So in lieu of that, here's some Kelly Brock, Cowboy Boots and Levi's.
Love to watch him walk. That boy can put any healthy girl in shock. He makes all the ladies sad. In his cowboy boots and Levi's. In his cowboy boots and Levi's. The boy's got style, he's number one on the charts. With the wicked smile, he can break your heart. He can turn you on with the wink of an eye. In his cowboy boots and Levi's. In his cowboy boots and Levi's. Now ever since he was just a little boy, his mama bought him that guitar toy. We don't want your love, we don't want your kiss. All we want is you to walk on by in your cowboy boots and leave us. In your cowboy boots and leave us.
Kelly Brock, once again from the PMN, played before on the Daily Source Card. Really like it. Cowboy Boots and Levi's. And before I go, I just want to talk to you briefly about the Best of the Charlies. As you know, we're moving house starting the first week of January. So next week, we'll be packing up and moving all the way through to the second week of January. We'll be moving in, moving from the east side to the west side. Moving on up, everybody. So I've already asked P-Dub to fill in for me on Sirius. And what I wanted to do is have some Best of Charlies roll out. And I've already got three that I've received. Here's what I'd like to do. I need seven more. Send me an email. Tell me what you want to do, what the idea is. They have to be about 24 minutes. Actually, no, preferably no longer than 24 minutes and 30 seconds, because then we can actually use those both on the podcast feed, dailysourcecode.com, and we can put them straight onto Sirius Satellite. Tell me what your idea is. I'll confirm it with you so that we don't run into any trouble where, you know, we have more people producing them than we actually have airtime for. Although, of course, I could keep putting them on the feed, no problem. But, there's some pretty creative ideas that people are coming up with. So please, if you're so inclined, I would love for you to help me out. And I'm sure we can do something like send you some fucking whacked out Podshow t-shirt as thanks. Know that it is really appreciated. And remember, January 12th, new movie coming out, Stomp the Yard. And we have a podcast all about the movie itself. I want you to go listen to that. It's at stompthepodcast.com. Tony Costas of Costas World gets us rolling with the first installment. Is the second installment out yet, I wonder? Shall I just take a look for a second? Hey, it's not auto-completing. Usually, and I guess I haven't looked at it in 3 days. How long does it take until those URLs, those auto-complete URLs, expire in Firefox? Let's see. Stomp the Podcast. Okay. No, it looks like it's waiting for the poopoostudios.com, which is usually an indication of the poo-poo player. That's Poppy Uniform, Poppy Uniform. Oh, man, how much does that suck? So the page is not loading because I can see it right here. It says waiting for poopoostudios.com. So that's the poo-poo player. You know, what an exercise in branding. The poo-poo player. The fuck? This is horrible. So it's not even loading? Oh, man. Shit. All right, I'll have to look into that. Well, if you get to it successfully, let me know if the poo-poo player worked. I got to talk to Tony about that shit, man. That's not right. All right, everybody. So tomorrow, of course, it will be our FUBAR Friday edition. Is tomorrow the last one before the new year? I got to do a special year end. So I don't know if I'll be able to produce everything for tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll do it over the weekend before January 1st, because I do want to do something a little different. I want to have a kicking ass way to say goodbye to 2006. If you've got any song suggestions, any other ideas, any other shit you want to send in, please do it. Adam@podshow.com. And, of course, everything in the show notes today at dailysourcecode.com. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Another Podshow podcast. Stick it in your ear.
Get this piece of the show and more great ones like it on the BT Podshow Media Network.
Powered by Podshow and Limelight Networks.
Control your part in the show
at btpodshow.com.